More than a dozen community groups and organizations are taking part, including Citizen Action of New York, which is hosting tonight's End of the World Party.
Kind of more or less a tongue-in-cheek, fun play on the fact that we're coming up to a really rough battle, I think, in the next 4 years.
Samantha Nephew, an organizer with Citizen Action, says one of the fights will likely be with Trump's nominee for Secretary of Education, Betsy DeVos. The billionaire supports privatizing public schools, which Nephew says will be extremely detrimental to a lot of people, especially poor families and people of color.
So we're looking for anybody that considers education to be the target and feels the need that it needs to be preserved. We want them to come in with their ideas because Citizen Action is a statewide organization, so we'll be working on both the local and state level to preserve public education the best way we can.
The End of the World Party is tonight from 7:30 to 11:30 at 322 Amherst Street near Grant. Then tomorrow, after Mr. Trump's swearing in, a rally is planned at 4:30 in Lafayette Square downtown, sponsored by the Buffalo Anti-Racism Coalition. Founder Lou DeJesus says afterwards protesters will march to Trinity Episcopal Church on Delaware Avenue for an assembly.
Many of the social safety nets we've taken for granted appear to be the targets to be gutted by the upcoming administration. So we want to start getting people together that have skill sets, perhaps folks that have educational skill sets, so that we can start offering educational opportunities for our youth without being dependent upon a government that looks to not be willing to fund the kind of things that our communities need.
On Saturday afternoon at 12:30, a sister event to the Women's March on D.C. is planned from Delaware Avenue near Tupper to Niagara Square. Chris Kaya, WBFO News.